Well, good morning. It is 7:41, Brack Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
What's up, you ace? Oh, don't forget, we are streaming. You can find us on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. Get in on the fun. Get in on the conversation. We'll be on for the next 20 minutes or so. So come join us. Say hi. Get in on it. Look at our stupid.
Yeah, I just realized.
What?
I have a balled up piece of paper or tissue. I can make that shot from like 30 yards. But you put me next to the trash can? Not a chance.
No. Do you overthink?
Nowhere near it, the trash can.
You overthink it.
I just had to pick up a piece of paper to throw it away three times. And it's literally, I could turn the, it's right there.
You do that bend over thing where you go to pick it up and you miss it. And then you miss
you
it.
You miss it again. I'm like, ah, right.
Just leave it. Just leave it there.
There's no wind in here. Yeah. There's not. But hey, you put me over there. Nothing but net every time.
All right. Well, prove it. Big shot. Do it right now.
I can. I will. I don't have any paper though. Hang on.
Oh, how convenient. No paper, huh? Yeah.
Actually, hang on. I got one right here.
Yeah. Get some paper. Do it right now.
You don't want to touch that one.
Oh, God. Oh. Are those happy tissues? All right. Let's see it.
This is like 10 feet. I made it.
It was saved.
That was embarrassing. Right. It needed a little more viscosity to it, you know?
Oh, yuck. No, it did not. There was enough on there. You're disgusting. Gross. Anyway, well, enough of Hunter's trash can shooting is trash shooting. It is the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your topic of the day. Let's get to that. Of course, brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44, sporting goods for all four.
Maybe that's why they need more sporting gear.
Is that what you need? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a lost cause. You don't need the new club. You don't need the better gear. You're done. Just give it up.
Has been.
Your topic for today, if you could download a field of knowledge or skill into your brain instantly, Matrix style, what would you learn? What would you download? All right? You plugged in like Neo, red pill, blue pill, whatever you want to say.
Mm.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, obviously, I think anyone would, if they listen to the show at all, be like, oh, I'd download all the fishing knowledge so I could catch all of it. Or you would be like, I'd download all the golf knowledge, you know, what club to hit and this and that. Like, you know, basically. But I think for me, outside of all that, the first thing I would do is I'd download, like, now, okay, how crazy are we going with it here? Are we going, like, whatever?
You know, anything.
Well, then I would download, I'd be fluent in, like, every language. That's what I would download.
That's a good one.
Now, if we're going to be more realistic, like, okay, you can pick one language. I think I'd do, like, what? Maybe Mandarin or Spanish? Like,
I love about that is what? You would do that and never use it.
Probably never.
Nobody would ever talk to you in a different language ever.
Like,
at any point in your life.
Someone, please. But I mean,
why do you need to know all these languages and you live in the Midwest?
I mean, what? But it'd be pretty cool that you could travel the world. And, you know, it'd be able to talk to anyone. If you're being more realistic, okay, one language is Spanish or, like, Mandarin, because I think Mandarin's the most spoken language. But I'm mad at and the reason I say that is because I'm mad at myself for not taking Spanish class seriously in high school. All we did was horse around. And now something that I could be a nice life skill, something that, because I've traveled to Spanish-speaking places, and I'm just like, I'm like that typical honky, like, hola, como estas? Like, that's all I know.
Oh, boy.
Puedo tomar agua, por favor. And
I'll be over here. Yeah. I'm gonna walk away from
and
you.
And you can just tell. You can see the look on the natives' faces, like, just speak English. We speak English. Just, you're embarrassing yourself. Stop it. All right?
You're the guy who goes to the Mexican joint and orders in Spanish. And
I will have the quesadilla.
Oh,
you know
stop.
What I mean? Like,
just
it's embarrassing.
Stop.
So I wish I would have, and so that's what I would download. I would download either all of the languages or maybe like Spanish or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, no limits?
Yeah, go no limits and then maybe more a realistic one. How about that?
All the world's knowledge. Boom.
I don't know if that's good, though. You might, you know, would that be good?
It's probably good and bad, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bad things in the world for sure, but there are also a lot of great things.
Yeah, so you know everything, though.
Pretty much, I mean, yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Just a walking computer, you know? You don't have to Google anything anymore. Just ask me. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but nothing would surprise.
Skill?
Yeah, that for sure. It was like you said, if we're going balls to the wall with it. But so now the only you wouldn't ever be surprised ever again. Like there would be no joy of like, whoa, that's cool.
That's true. You just know everything.
You just know everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what I would do. Like my first one would be like, what's a cool skill to know? Like flying a helicopter.
That's a good one. That's kind of
cool.
Hell yeah, man. You just hop into a helicopter, go fly that thing around.
You know?
That'd be dope. Yeah, that's a good answer. I like that answer.
Yeah. Like an Apache. Like, give me all that Apache knowledge. You know?
Yeah. You impress some people with that.
What's cool? What's cool that you don't know?
You could learn Steven Seagal's karate moves.
What, step aside and be fat? I'm working on that just by living.
I'm just being it.
I'm slowing down and getting fatter. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah,
to?
Right there. That's it. You're getting very Steven Seagal-ish. You already got the goatee. You just need a diet black.
I know. Right. You need the jet black ponytail.
I mean, there's a lot of cool skills. I mean, but what about karate skills? That'd be pretty dope. You could just straight up, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you were
that would be sweet.
A master.
But what are you using it though?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a point ever where I even like had to use boxing skills.
Just going to bars and fighting people with your like we were talking
I got
about
this new skill. I need to use it.
Like we were talking about the other day. How cool it'd be to see a bar fight and the guys actually like doing straight up like
yeah, like John Wick karate.
Yeah.
You know?
Holy Lord.
This is the greatest fight I've ever seen.
Not just some drunk guy throwing haymakers. This guy's straight up doing some Bruce Lee stuff over here. It'd be crazy.
You know?
It'd be crazy. Yeah, it's the application of it. You know, like if you got this cool skill, like what would the application of it be? You know?
Exactly. I'm trying to think of something that'd be useful that you'd almost use every day. What about all the betting knowledge?
But what knowledge is that though? Like, okay,
you know,
going into you can learn how to count cards. All right. Well, you're still not 100% guaranteed to win. And like, okay, you could play the odds. You're good at odds. You're good at statistics. Like, you got all that knowledge, but you're still not 100%, you know?
Hmm.
Piano would be another one that I would download. I'd download how to do piano.
That would be a cool one.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a random piano around that I wish, man, you just it'd go, be cool to just start wailing on that thing.
Go tickle the ivories and be like, damn, you hear that guy?
Right. You know, he's pretty dumb, but damn, I didn't know he could play the piano.
He must be one of those weird guys, you know, that said,
he's prodigies.
He's prodigies, you know, yeah.
Rain Man.
We got some answers on Facebook. If you could download a field of knowledge or skill into your brain instantly, Matrix style, what would you learn? Gathright said playing the piano.
It's a good one.
I'm surprised he actually gave us a serious answer, Gathright.
Yeah, right. What's going on? Is that the real Gathright?
Are you okay?
That's a bot. That's a bot.
That's a bot. You feeling okay,
Is
Gathright?
It a picture of him in his bikini?
Nope. It's him.
Oh, that's it. That's a real him then.
Weird. All right, Gathright, you feeling okay? let's see. Jesse had a cool one. I would download survival techniques and way to survive. That's actually a good one.
Like Survivor
that.
Woman?
Yeah, like Survivor Man. You always call Jesse a woman. It's a man. It's a man.
Oh, it's a man.
It can be a man's name.
No. Survivor Man.
Survivor Man. But, you know.
He always wants to go camping for some reason.
But, you know, that'd be kind of cool, you know. You could just, like, have all the cool survival skills and everything. Again,
I mean, you claim to know.
Hey, I can build a shelter. Okay.
Brock.
You come out.
When you go camping with Brock, just get your chair out. Get your tent set up. And sit down in that chair and just watch this guy.
I'm busy. I'm a busy guy.
He's a busy man. He's got a lot of stuff.
Got to get the wood. Got to get all the stuff set up.
Oh, yeah. He's got maps he's reading.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I got GPS.
Well, when the world ascends into chaos, who are you going to come to? Me. All right? You're going to come to me.
I'm going to come to you watching you do this. Wait.
Hold on a sec.
Wait. Which is north? Where's north?
Why don't you shut up? All right? what else do we got here? Matt said his is very specific. Prince's musical ability and knowledge. It's a
Prince?
Very Prince, you know, the artist formerly known as Prince.
Why not Michael Jackson? Then you could dance too.
Ooh. Prince could dance. Hey, Prince could.
Yeah, but
not
like Michael Jackson. Come on.
Yeah, but I think musically, Prince was more talented. I think so. I think it's. Don't get me wrong. Michael Jackson, guy could sing and dance and all that. But Prince,
we're talking about the world-renowned Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but Prince could play guitar, and dance and sing. I think he's got a little bit more and a bunch of other instruments. Yeah, I think Prince has the edge on this one.
You're going to say Prince is better than Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I am.
Are you high?
I am. You didn't know who Gordon Lightfoot was the other day. All right, I think I know a little bit more about this one. All right,
game, blouses.
Here's your pancakes, bitches. And he can play basketball, right? Yeah. I think Prince has got that one.
Hey.
Let's see. Brandon said astrophysicist.
Oh, you want to be like Neil?
Like download all of Tyson DeGrasse.
Right.
See, I don't know. That almost seems difficult. Now, I guess if you know it, but you know what I mean? It's almost like your brain like is always working, you know?
You know why I don't choose that is because I feel like if you know everything about space or as much as you can about space, you start to realize that it's unreachable in a lot of ways.
So you almost become
it's more depressing.
So you become exactly like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and you just bum everyone out. Like, oh, well, exactly. There's no way. First of all, there's nothing happens after you die, and the planet's going to burn out, and everything sucks. Oh, thanks.
Thanks, scientist.
Who brought you to the party?
You know.
Why don't you go now, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Maybe he just knows too much, man. He just...
See, that kind of goes into your original answer, like downloading like the world's knowledge. I think it would just be more of a bum, like you'd be more bummed out all the time, you know?
Yeah, the world really isn't a beautiful place in like some spots.
Blissful. You look at the happiest people in life, it's the ignorant ones, the ones that are just living.
Just looking around, lollygagging.
This is great.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, that's the only reason I think that wouldn't be good. We got a couple more answers on Facebook. If you could download any knowledge or skill, what would it be? Language was a big one. A lot of people said language. Frank said brain surgery. You'd want to be a brain surgeon. Interesting answer. High pressure. I mean, if you could do brain surgery.
I wouldn't want to be working on somebody's brain, man.
Yeah. Did you see that video of that guy getting brain surgery and playing the violin at the same time? Wild.
What?
You ever see that? Dude, it's nuts, man. Yeah, some guy.
He's getting brain surgery? Yeah. So he's awake playing the violin?
Yeah.
Has he got a hole in his head?
Yeah, they're in there doing everything. Hold on. See if I can find it for you. I'll send you the link. But yeah, it's some guy straight up getting brain work done and he's playing the violin.
That's got to be a butterfly job, right?
Oh, constantly.
Like going, once you pop somebody's noggin open and you see that brain.
Well,
I hope I don't mess up. I hope I'm not shaky today. How much coffee did I have?
You know what's wild is, too, is it's still, like, getting into the brain is still pretty pretty barbaric in the sense. Oh, they just use a saw, all right? They just use an electric saw.
Oh, man.
You know, it's not like some fancy, cool. No, we literally just cut open the head and the skull.
Yeah.
Get to the brain.
Yes.
Brain. Yeah, that's too much high pressure for me. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, right.
And it's crazy that there's people out there that do it, man. But
I would have them put like a glass dome back on top, you know.
You look like
Don't give me my skull back. I want see-through.
You want to look like one of the Martians from
Mars Attack. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, from Mars Attack.
Only you.
Ah, no.
Don't sing that song. He would want that. Yeah, language was a big one. A couple people said survival skills. That's kind of a, you know, common one. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, weird skill that I'd want to know.
I'm just trying to think of the best one. Like a hands down, yeah, that's going to help you out in life.
What about, like, being, I mean, you're already a pretty good artist. You make great hand turkeys. But, like, what about being, the best painter? Like, just having all the painting knowledge. Or sculpting knowledge. You imagine if you could make, like, you know, those stone statues, like a stone carver?
Artists are amazing. My mom, I get my art skills from my mom. And I don't do it all the time. But you know why I don't think I would pick that skill?
What?
It takes a while, man. I think that's why I don't do it a lot. It's because when I get into it, I'm like, it's hours and days later, you're still working on like one little thing that bothers you. And it's just like, man, this is time consuming.
Yeah.
But when you're done, it's extremely satisfying. When you have a complete project that you worked on, it's like, it's kind of like when you mow your lawn and you sit back and you look at it and you just kind of enjoy it. I mean, maybe a weird analogy.
I love how you always bring up mowing lawn. That's like your least thing you do with your electric
mower. Hey, you know, I got an electric mower now. It's great.
No, but, I get it, but it
takes so much damn time, man.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it, though. You can make a living off of it, you know, because you're the best painter in the world. I know you see some of that, like, on Reddit or, like, these posts, like, oh, yeah, this was, like, I got, like, 640 hours in this. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's insane.
I mean, it's crazy. It's beautiful artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than taping a banana onto the wall. You know
right, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. My nephew's an artist.
Yep.
Steven. And he does it on the iPad. He does the digital art.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't tell the difference between that and what you see on TV or whatever he's drawn. It's craziness.
I will never say anything about any kind of actual, like, again, I'll make fun of you if you just, like, put a red splot on a white canvas and say, oh, it's... This represents where we're at. This is religion and politics. No, it's not. It's a red dot. Uh-huh. But that digital stuff, hey, I've played around in Microsoft Paint. I realize it's not easy to do.
It's not easy.
It's not easy at all to do.
At like 10 years old, he drew a Spider-Man. And he's like, hey, Hunter, I drew this. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
You saved that image off of Google. I know you did.
Then he zooms in and shows me.
All right.
You just did the colors. You just clicked the letter and put the numbers on that.
Right. Nope.
That's crazy, man.
Kids are amazing, man. Yep. They really are.
Any other weird skills you can think of that you'd want to download?
I'm always trying to think of something. Like, what would be a cool tool?
What if you like get really cool like sword skills? Like, right?
That's what I was thinking. Something with nunchuck skills. You have, when are you gonna use that?
Right. You have medieval weaponry skills. Like what? That's all I think.
I got one. Bagpipes.
That's a good answer for
Give
you.
Give me the bagpipe skill. I'll annoy you all day long. But like, you know what? Sound good.
If you could straight up just belt out a bagpipe tune, like in a
song. Don't you know any other damn tune?
Sure you do, lad. Play him that haunting air you played for me this morning. Bidwill, when I said your playing would be a welcome companion here on this trip.
I love the bagpipes.
But I do like that. Yeah, any kind of instrument would be cool. Would be cool. Mm-hmm. So. Or all the instruments, if you want to go crazy. I can pick up any instrument.
There you go.
It. Yeah.
What up, Kid Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right, anyway, we're going to take a long story short, by the way, Hunter and I have no other skills. All right,
no skills.
No skills. Maybe we should.
This is just a dream show.
Like you said, how about we start with actually being good radio DJs, and then we'll go from there.
We'll work on that. Yeah.
We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.